Plans for the El Mano development in Hazelwood include hundreds of new housing units. That means a lot more people may soon be commuting from that neighborhood to the heart of Pittsburgh's new Eds and Meds economy in Oakland. To accommodate all that traffic, the city's Urban Redevelopment Authority wants to create a transit route that would pass through the neighborhoods in between, along what's currently a bike trail. But residents there are leery of the idea. As 90.5 WESA's Josh Rollerson reports, the proposal has prompted questions about who wins and who loses when cities invest public dollars in transportation infrastructure.
John Gula has lived most of his life in the shadow of a freeway. He grew up and still lives in a section of Lower Greenfield, known variously as Junction Hollow, Russian Valley, or 4 Mile Run. To residents, it's just the run.
My whole life.
Whole life. In this house?
No. Okay. Two houses up.
Tucked into a narrow ravine at the south end of Schenley Park, the run is all but invisible from the Parkway East, which spans the valley high above its rooftops. For John Gula and his wife Ellen, the noisy overpass is a daily reminder of how quality of life in working-class neighborhoods sometimes takes a backseat to the transportation needs of growing cities.
We're pretty much forgotten down here.
The Gulas and their neighbors have been complaining for years about the condition of the run's infrastructure, especially its tendency to flood, but say they've seen little progress.
You see the condition of the roads. We haven't been paved in 30-odd years. We've had the flooding issues. You know, we have issues here with not having our, what do I want to say?
Voice heard?
Yes, that's a good way to put it, yeah. You know, we're just pretty much shunted aside.
So when they learned after the fact that the city had sought a multi-million-dollar state grant to build a new transit corridor through their neighborhood, it didn't go over well.
I haven't actually spoken with anybody who is for the transit. We do feel that we're being trampled on.
The run is in City Councilman Corey O'Connor's district. So is Hazelwood, which is poised for potentially dramatic growth over the next few years with the El Mano project. O'Connor says he was also unaware of the URA's grant application for the transit project until after it had been submitted. But he's been hearing about it ever since, mostly from angry constituents.
I mean, the city applies for grants all the time. This one was particularly an issue because there wasn't a lot of heads up with it.
At a community meeting on the proposal last fall, residents were particularly troubled by one possible element, privately operated shuttle buses, possibly even driverless vehicles, that some fear would be off limits to the public. Some also voiced frustration that the city had backed off from earlier plans to improve bike pedestrian infrastructure as part of the project. O'Connor says it's all but certain that the existing bike lane will be maintained. Beyond that, it's still too early to say exactly what the project will look like. But he says he won't support any version of a plan that doesn't somehow improve transportation options for people in the neighborhood.
Let's say that it would happen, Tanya, whenever it happens. The public should have access to this. So that is a big concern of how that would work.
O'Connor also sees an opportunity to address some of the water infrastructure problems that have been plaguing the run for years.
You know, we're talking about a road, but there is an entire watershed that needs to be looked at in this process. And when we got involved and started talking to our planning department, everybody realized that you can do a lot of good by fixing the watershed first.
That'd go a long way toward reassuring the Gulas that the transit project could ultimately benefit their neighborhood, but they're not convinced yet.
They tell us that it will. We're not going to know until we try it out.
And setting aside the matter of what gets funded by whom, there's another, arguably more complicated problem in play here. In the area surrounding 4 Mile Run, property values are rising, a trend that's likely to become more pronounced as the El Mano development gets going. While many families in the run have been there for 3 or 4 generations, up the hill in Greenfield, people are moving in from out of town or out of state to work in Pittsburgh's new economy. Full disclosure, I am one of them. So is Matt Burton, a University of Pittsburgh postdoc for whom getting to campus is a daily ordeal.
Going the 2 miles that it would take can take upwards of 35 to 40 minutes in a car even. And that's just to get to Oakland from Greenfield.
And don't even bring up parking. Burton says the wait list for a space near his building on campus runs to 3 years. He says the bus system is slow and unreliable, and he'd just as soon bike the short distance to work. But with the Greenfield Bridge out of commission, that's also difficult. Burton says he likes the idea of a shuttle connector as long as it's open to all riders.
You know, I'm a big advocate of public transit. That's the whole point. It should be available to everyone.
That view is widely held in Greenfield. Burton and the Goulas both say economic diversity is one of the neighborhood's strong points, and that relations between longtime locals and recent arrivals are generally positive. Still, the specter of gentrification looms, and with new development on the horizon, public transit activists say there's a lot more at stake than just traffic.
It also affects housing, the affordability of housing. It affects employment. You know, is such a private transit system going to be able to really provide high-quality employment?
Helen Gerhardt serves on the coordinating committee of Pittsburghers for Public Transit, and she writes for the transit blog Buses Are Bridges. She says transportation policy goes hand-in-hand with issues of economic disenfranchisement. And for her, it's personal.
I know what it's like, you know, as a kid. My family was homeless for a number of years. And what people don't see is that low-income people have so much to give, so much to contribute. So many people are working very, very hard and really care about their city and have invested in their city. And they're now being shoved out.
It's not hard to see those anxieties reflected in public reaction to the proposed Hazelwood-Oakland connector. In online discussions, it's sometimes compared to Google's controversial commuter shuttle program. That's the private system of shuttle buses used to ferry tech industry workers between expensive homes in San Francisco and high-paying jobs in Silicon Valley. In between, the so-called Google buses pass through lower-income neighborhoods where they're often seen as symbolic of the region's extreme economic disparities. Pittsburgh isn't the Bay Area, but Gerhardt says it's not a bad analogy.
That comparison can be seen here, too. UPMC has its own transit system.
In fact, UPMC already operates an employee-only park-and-ride lot and shuttle service just across the railroad tracks from the run. Gerhardt says the tax-exempt hospital system uses a lot of public infrastructure but doesn't give much back.
They've set up a private transportation system that serves only their own particular needs. They're not paying to the public what they are receiving from the public.
If there's going to be a shuttle through the run, Gerhardt says it should be part of the Port Authority system. Anything less, she says, would signal that the real purpose of the project is primarily, if not exclusively, to service the needs of Pitt, CMU, and the for-profit economies they anchor. The project will take months or even years to take shape, and residents will be watching closely. For his part, O'Connor says change may be inevitable, but it doesn't have to be destructive.
If you're going to start seeing changes in your quality of life, let's make them good, positive changes.
For 90.5 WESA News, I'm Josh Rawlerson.